Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, it sounds like a delayed thing. No, well, I can hear you on my computer, so. Okay. When I got to work at my mom's house, I saw that the tree closest to her next door neighbor had broken off and had split a huge branch, landed on the neighbor's truck. Now, we have been having issues with both of the trees in front of my mom's house for several months. I had gone to City of Fresno Risk Management and filed a claim because the tree closest to Bardell and Belgravia, the roots had gotten into her sprinkler system. And the problem was is that it was increasing our water bill to the point where we had to pay a $321 water shutoff bill to prevent that. Now, I had gone to Miguel Arias' office, spoke to two of his staff people. The first one was Laura Garcia, who was very helpful. She sent us paperwork to have the trees removed and have less invasive trees replanted. And then I spoke to Dolores Barajas, who informed me that this was going to be an expensive process and that she didn't know how long it was going to take. So let's fast forward to this morning. I call and talk to Ms. Barajas, and she says, well, what I'll do, you know, I'm sorry to hear about that. I'm glad nobody got hurt. I'm going to contact the finance department to see if they can move up the paperwork. My frustration is 3 weeks ago, I asked them to ask Miguel Arias to come out to my mom's house to see the situation for himself so he could see how dire it was and what a safety hazard it was. I explained to them that I did not want any of his staffers. I wanted Mr. Arias to come out, but that did not happen. So now, here we are in this situation where my 100-year-old mom is all upset. She's afraid that some of the children in the neighborhood are going to get hurt. We're just waiting to see how long the first tree in question that's in the sprinkler lines is going to fall over, because his roots are already showing with the high wind and the extra water. So I appreciate Reverend Harris and the help that he's giving us on this issue. That's it for me right now. Rev? Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me, Rev? I'm going to try to call in again. Okay. I just wanted to say, because my mom would get after me if I didn't correct. Okay. The trees were planted after my parents bought the land, and my mom didn't want any trees out there at all. But the city of Fresno said they did not have a choice about that, and they installed the trees. And so here we are all this time later with this problem, because the city did not do maintenance on the trees that they forced on my parents. Back to you, Rev.
Five months after
That's right.
Just being treated like some sort of type of second class citizen. So the question becomes, if Ms. Corrine was a white living on my farm, would she be going through this process?
That's right.
If this water issue, tree issue happened up there, what will park?
That's right. Yes. That's right. Oh, okay. I'm hoping that everybody who is available to... I'm hoping that everybody who's available at 12 noon tomorrow can come to the corner of Bardell and Belgravia and show support for my mom, Corrine Reed, with this. And we're going to start a petition, all the trees in our neighborhood looked at, because Reverend Harris is right. This is a public safety issue now, a public health issue, and we need your support. So since I was 18 years old, I have been supportive and advocating for Southwest Fresno, and I love Southwest Fresno, and I'm hoping that all of you will come out and show your love for us. Back to you, Rev.